Blog Talk Radio.
Reality in this. Reality in this. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. That whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I keep my mind on Christ and stay far from religion. Picture the bearer, bones and loaded. God's word being quoted. Ain't no blasphemy in this rap game, we sold it. I pray to God on my knees, knowing that he's listening. If this world is so perverse, they should be asking for repentance. Please pay attention, bless me, Father, please. I'm a boast. Cause your life is so divine, there are no words to be spoke. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a heathen. Possessed by the God in this world, see your demons. Just a branding now, he panics, hearing voices in his head. Crazy like a madman with a pistol full of lead. Suicidal pulls the trigger, now his brain's on the wall. Should've stopped and heed the voice when the Lord tried to call. Now we dwell for eternal in the burning lake of fire. All he wanted was to show that shiesty devil is a liar. Hell, Jesus, come with me. Y'all know who it is. The thing to dress up and be the max 70s ever but platforms and afros. Dealing with your queen, watch this after the flick show. And let me take you to the 80s. With crack rock the block so hard it had us all going crazy. In the early 90s, there was consumers. A time of the drug cartel and baby boomers. And as the years progressed, we lost a lot of lives. War in the streets, the middle east, too many homicides. And we've been pimping hip hop so long that the very true essence of it's soul is gone.
Is it Christ that you see when you look into the mirror?
my mind. Who's gonna reach me? When all they need is love.
On the block, and damn, who's gonna reach him? Out of laughing, turning the killer, cause nobody would teach him. And the system is full of brothers who had no direction. Politicians passing new laws, keep us all in depression. Left us gathering with many questions as out as the vibe. How can we live so peacefully when we were robbed and deprived of our lives? The younger seed, not society. Hey, left us abandoned, no, this is the way that she made us. So sometimes searching for answers in a Muslim religion. Junk, watching it, this is key for the way that you live. Advice, Lord, gangster, disciples, like kings and jones. If you think of the life you live, then turn the Christ from the throne. Who's gonna reach?
Too many of us hurt now here. Lord, searching for answers. Only open you. So I get down on my knees, Lord, and I pray. Just somebody reach my prayer.
Struggle, balance the poverty, little shorty selling crack, trapped in a type of crime. This is strange, prostitute, trying to support a habit. Brothers dying over matters, it's expensive and tragic. It is dangerous, she got a church on every city block. But when you look at conditions, it leaves you in a shock. And while they're stuck in religion, while his daddy died. So many babies were murdered, they left her mother crying. Come shed a tear, we prepare for war in a little reach. While in our own communities, we search the hope for peace. But in reality, it seems there to never change. Stop praying to God to release us and free us from the pain. Till we've been told over the years without his slavery. Lord knows how it affects the whole community. Left us blind, maybe a time would change. But now we're searching for a better way, a better way.
Steady searching, Lord.
Deep inside,
I can't nobody
turn around.
Too many hurt. That's what they do.
When these bands don't raise their kids, they set them right up to bam. And they wonder why so many act the way that they do. They growing up out in the world, taking it out on the youth. And the truth is that they crying out, they want to be loved. It only takes the one who cares, and takes the heart of a thug. And the hype straight from a crack, being a thief from a killer. And the hustle on the block was going to be the drug dealer. They outcast about society. And the only time you hear of them for notoriety. It makes me think, cause all they do is judge and stand. So when they walk by, if the church can't fill our baby's gun, they have to walk right.
Y'all so blind and funny. Straight up. That's for the hood.
Why can't nobody turn around?
And I can see it. Shattered dreams, poverty slipping. Surrounded by fiends, dope dealers. Their heart is filling. The system is twisted. Prison packed with black faces. We fall for the trap, yes. Catching crack cases. It's part of a scheme, sort of like conspiracy. It's been working for years to keep us all in poverty. He's generation, feeling the pain. The curse must be broken. Throughout the past, we've been standing for years. Freedom is worth my hoping. And only you can wipe our crying tears. Still on a brand for the youth, cause I'll be hard to reach my dying peers. And let them know that there's a better way. Far from this life we live, although it's hard, it's a brighter day.
So many girls deep inside. Why can't nobody?
Wanna send this one out to the West Coast?
West Side, West Side, West Side, West Side, California.
Out in California's where the sun shines. Blood, Crips, and Latinos posted on the grind. Went to the hood to conversate, and brother showed me love. One time for the West, throwing up the dub. I give a holler to my thugs, rolling down the block. Hydraulic, digging switches, letting speakers knock. West Coast living, lounging under palm trees. Had a little time to kick it with the OGs. They told me, G, get your money, man, keep it Christ. I took those very words to heart, that was some good advice. Now I'm overdressed and playing on the radio. Me and that brother Zuda, man, rocking the 1,000 shows. Out in Cali, y'all. California. A little Cali love, love, love. California.
AG, I got love for Cali when I'm from down south. Check it out. We can't forget about the Flippy G. Crooked letter, that's my family. Down south, posted up with David Vannaby. Jackson Brandon, Vicksburg, all kin to me. With the things they'll give a hater like Joe. 55 North, 40 West is Arkansas. Dusty South, that's the home of the Razorbacks. Fort Smith, Pine Bluff is where the fun at. Up North, kids never wanna go back. down south, they rock saddles with a throwback. Class shows at the mall, I take you way back. 7.5 Beetle Gold Grill Cadillac. Cut correct when you step, I hear that thing clap. They showing love and I can't wait to the shine back. They doing anything they can to see that paper stack. I say a prayer for them, praying that they make it black. Down south love, yeah, all day and every day in the sand. Down south love, yeah, to all my family, you know what I'm saying? Down south love, to the A-Town.
Y'all, do you know whose music that is? That's the Angel on Deck. Yes, your mercy endures. Yes, your mercy endures. That is the song, y'all. It's going to be coming out seriously soon. I'm going to get that going for real. I've had so many people ask me when I was going to come out with that. So that was Angel on Deck herself. That's the music, and I want to give a shout-out to Lawrence on today because he is the one that produced that music and everything, and I'm telling you, it's hot. But we just thank the God for that. And the first intro music that you heard was Mr. G Reality. So many people think it's Tupac. And I always tell them, they think, oh, Tupac done did a gospel. And I'm like, no, that's Mr. G Reality. And he's known for that, to sound like him. And he does to me. But we want to give it up for Mr. G Reality. And I just want to let everybody know that you are now tuned in to the Thursday Overflow of Sounds with the Voices of the Nations on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And I'm telling y'all, we just thank God for another day of living and breathing. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, just awesome. And also, we want to give a shout-out right now to all of Africa this morning. We just want to say God bless to you. I'm telling you, it's just great. To those that are in Zambia, to those in Zimbabwe, Malawi, those that's in Nigeria, Uganda, Cameroon, Liberia, you name it, all of Africa, we want to give a shout out to you on today. And to those here in America, in the cities, in the states, we want to give a shout out to all of Florida, all of my Latino family. I want to give a shout out to Florida on today, to North and South Carolina, Texas, Michigan, California, Los Angeles, you name it. Wherever you at in the USA, we just want to say God bless you. And also to Hong Kong, we want to say God bless to Hong Kong, to those that's in Serbia, Croatia, in Russia, our family there in Brazil, we still praying for y'all there in Brazil. A lot of y'all know that they had a bad tragedy there in Brazil early Sunday morning at the Kiss nightclub. 145 people got killed. I'm telling y'all, some band doing flares, you know, in the club, and it caught on fire, and they said it just went quick. People were stampled on, burnt bodies. I mean, it was just terrible. And so we're still praying for you, Brazil, and we want to give a shout-out to all of our family there in Mexico, those that's in Paris, Italy, the UK, Malaysia. We just all over the earth. We just saying that's listening in. We just want to say God bless. We have a great broadcast on today. I'm so excited. Prince Action All Stars, God bless you. Deacon Brown, God bless. You know you, Doc Freeze. You know he's on the line with us as well. I don't know how long he can stay on with us because his daughter has an appointment. But we thank God for him as well. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. What God is doing is divine connections. We have some great guests that's on the line with us. But before I click them on, I want to say happy birthday to all of those that are listening in right now all over the world. If it's your birthday today or if you got a birthday coming up or it was a few days ago, we're going to say all of January babies, you know, in early February, we want to say happy birthday to you today. I'm excited because my grandson, Elijah, turns one today. And then my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. So to everybody out there, y'all know I normally sing happy birthday, so I'm just going to sing happy birthday to you all, and then after that, we're going to get started with our program. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless 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 you. And so that's happy birthday to all of y'all, to everybody, my grandbaby. I'm so excited. I ain't been a Chuck E. Cheese since I don't know when. I'm one of the kids tonight, for real. But we thank God for all of you all that are listening in around the world. We just give God glory for what he is doing. Again, I'm saying I thank God for great divine connections steady yet happen around the world. I am so glad to have met Our brother Don Floss, I'm telling you, we're going to click him on in just a second. It's like after 6 in the morning there in L.A. I don't see how he's doing it because I would not be up on no radio at no 6 in the morning. I'd be like, sister, can we do a little later? Need a little coffee in my life. So we thank God for Don Floss. And also we have another great brother on with us, Abby Faith of Michigan, y'all. Finally, somebody else from Michigan. We thank God for him as well. And then we have Be Humble with us. And so I'm telling y'all, we have some great music that's coming from them, also from other artists around the world. We have Doc Freeze. I'm hoping that when I get ready to click him on, hopefully he can still be on. But I told him if not, we can do it another day. I understand. But we just thank God for just what he's doing in the lives of his people. And not only that, but even in this music that we are heard on this platform, I don't take no glory, no nothing. I am just a vessel to be able to have such a platform like this that's reaching thousands all over the world. I mean, sometimes I've had shed tears and said, Lord, it's just something how you turn a hot mess back in the day into this. You know, this. I'm serious. I was a hot mess. Somebody might be laughing like, man, trust me. Hey, if you look back on what Angel used to be and what I used to do and see what's going on now, you will shed tears of joy yourself. Because I'm telling you, it's nothing but God. I was talking to a brother on last night, and I said, you know what? I said, God, he will change you. Inside, you will wake up and be like, what's going on? I'm caught up in the hypnosis. Somebody didn't hypnotize me. And I've always told the Lord, let me stay high in you. I always want to remain high, even going through. You know, keep me on that buzz. Keep me with that peace. Keep me with that joy. You know what I'm saying? And he has been doing it. Because if he haven't, let me tell y'all something. I will be back on the yak and the weed and whatever else I was doing out there. Seriously. But I thank God to know that I was caught up in his hypnosis. And somebody might say, what do you mean by that? He hypnotized me, y'all. How many of y'all did he hypnotize? I went to church one way, thinking one way, thought I was coming out that way, and God had a plan. He set me up, seriously. I'll never forget, on a Saturday night, he set me up. My number got called, for real, and he let me know, you've done this and done this, and I've kept you over the years. Now it's time to surrender. It's time to say yes. And I'm telling you, I had a heart that was like, I thought of stone. I tried to play that hardcore, like, not right now, Lord, not right now, maybe when I get about 50, 60, but right now I'm doing my thing. But let me tell you something. It was a shaking and an awakening. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those of you out there probably went through the same thing. You know what I'm talking about. And to make the story short, I'm glad for the awakening. I'm glad for the shaking. And I'm glad for the hypnosis that he done hypnotized me in his spirit, and I pray I will never come out of that hypnosis. I pray I never wake up out of it, because I'm meaning Jesus all the way till he get ready for me to come on home. I'm meaning Jesus. I'm repping him all the way. And all I got to say for the devil today is kick rocks and choke on them. Seriously. And so right now, I'm telling y'all, I'm getting amped up already, and we ain't even got started. But I thank God we finna click on our brother, Don Floss. And I thank God for Don Floss. I'm telling you, he is a blessing to the nations, and he's also a blessing to me as well. And I'm telling you, it's just great. So right now we're going to click him on first, since it's like early in the wee hours. God bless, Don. What's up?
What's up with it? What's good with it?
How are you?
Oh, I'm super blessed. You know, it's early, but, you know, any man or woman, you know, should be up early in the morning trying to get it, especially when you're doing work for the Lord. You know, it ain't no certain time to work for the Lord. We stay on the grind for him all day, every day, you know?
That's right. That is right. You right about that now. Ain't no sleeping in.
Right.
Sometimes we do sleep in, but you know what I'm saying. Other than that, we just, you know, we just thank God. But what I'm going to do, dear, I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself to the people out there and let them know where you're calling from. And just talk a little bit about what God, first of all, has done for you in your life. What has he done?
For sure. This your boy, Don Floss, Watts native, South Central L.A. repping, praising the Lord while I'm two-stepping. The Lord then brought me up out of gang, selling drugs. I mean, it took me facing almost a life sentence for him to get my attention. You know, some people ask me, why you ain't change your name, you know, to something else? Because I said, the people that knew me in the street as Floss, now they gonna see me as the new Floss. When I was the old Floss, they seen how I got down. So now I'm a living example that no matter how you live it, there is no excuse for you not serving the Lord. I done sold guns. I done did everything. And now I'm going, and just as hard as I went for the devil, I go even harder in the paint for the Lord. You know,
that's
what we got to tell. And you know, that's what we got to tell the people. You know, we got parents, aunties, grandparents out here that say that they tired of their children listening to the stuff that's on the radio, but yet still you don't want to go and support your local Christian rapper, gospel hip hop artist, and you don't want to support them. You know, if you're not supporting them and trying to give your people the necessary tools to change their life, you shouldn't even open your mouth and complain. You know, because God has got us out here going hard, and all we want to do is complain, but we don't want to do the work. But anyway, the Lord has brought me so far, and it's just a blessing in my life. You know, I'm going back from which I came. You know, I go back on the blocks and talk to the Bloods, the Crips, the SAs, and whoever, because when they see me, I look just like them. So they accept me. You know, first thing they say is, oh, what's up, OG? But then when I start talking, they be like, man, I didn't expect you to talk like this. I said, I know, I'm the biggest gimmick hooking scheme guy got cracking right now. You know,
wow.
You think I'm going to come one way and I'm coming straight. I'm going to straight 360 with you, giving you nothing but positive, letting you know the hood mean you no good, letting you know that your big honkies don't mean you no good. If they not saying the way we came up is wrong, then they not saying nothing at all.
My God. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. You done got me amped up.
No, you got me amped up starting off that show there. I just want to say, when you go to Chuck E. Cheese, make sure you wear some boots, because you know them babies be running all over the place.
I know.
Like up on your feet.
I know. Hey, I might be running with them.
You know what? Also, too, go on and check your boy Don Floss out on iTunes.com/Don Floss. I'm also on Reverb Nation, too. I'm number 3 for all Los Angeles, you know, holding down, representing. I call my music Positive Vibe Hip Hop because when you come into the people on the street, gangbangers, whether they drug addicts, drug dealers, it don't matter, you know. You got to know how to present yourself. You got to know how to package yourself. So, you know, me, myself, I don't say, hey, I got this Christian rap or this gospel hip-hop for you. You know, I tell them, hey, I got this positive vibe hip-hop for you. You know, and the first thing they're going to say is, you know what, we're more positive in the hood. So you got to come different in certain situations. And then once they listen to it, they be like, man, that's Christian rap. You going hard for the Lord, but that's hot. I ain't never heard it like that. You know, and that's how you got to. It's by any means necessary. We got to save souls and change lives by any means necessary. You know, we can't let these people pass us by without getting in their ears and a little something. But let the situation present itself and don't be pushy like, you know how some of your aunties could be like, boy, you know you need to get saved, boy, you need to stop doing this. You know, we got to come different. You know, because when you be pushy like that, sometimes you can drive people away. And we don't want to drive people away. We want to pull them in with love.
That's right. My brother, you know what? You said something, and I'm a living witness. Those that's listening in, if you coming on like that, stop. Seriously. And I'm a witness to that, brother, because of the simple fact I had people that was coming on me like that. And the stubbornness I got more, I was more stubborn. My mother used to call me, you know, my father's a preacher. I was raised up in the church. But when I got to a certain age, it was like, you know, hey, I ain't going. I'm doing this. And that's how I was. I just did not want to serve Christ. And I know that sounds kind of messed up because I claimed I loved him, but I didn't want no parts. And when you said that people got to come different, I really agree with you on that because I've had a lot of people trying to force me, like, you need to go to church, you need to do that. And in my mind, I'd be like, you need to shut up. You know what I'm saying? And I would get evil, and I would get angry. And I remember telling somebody one time, they said, when you going to go to church? And I said, when I get ready. And I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to church because you tell me to go. Because if I go, I'm coming in, going in one way, and I'm going to go out the same way because I'm not ready. I said, but when I'm ready, I will go. And so it took that time that when I went, God called me. And it wasn't because of nobody else, but it was because the love and the drawing that I felt. So you're right. I agree with you 100%. People got to switch up what they're doing out here because you can't force anybody to receive Christ.
You sure can't. And we being as God's people, we are competing with so much, whether it's TV, secular music, porn. It's so much, so we got to step our creativity game up a notch. You know, and I tell a lot of artists, too, when you're putting out music and you say you repping Christ, make sure you take time with your music. Stop being in a rush to put your music out. Make sure your artwork is right. Make sure it's ASCAP and BMI. Make sure you got a barcode. We serve a God that does things decent and in order. And if you claim that, well, then you need to have your business on point when you put something out saying, I rep Christ. Stop coming out. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to be blunt. Stop coming out garbage and saying you repping my father, you know? I see too many people out here, and I'd be like, bro, you representing God like that? Like, come on, man. Because out the gate, we already being called whack. We already being called garbage. You know what I'm saying? And we far from that. We leading the way. And in the moment, the secular going to flip, and the gospel going to be on top. Watch.
You're right about that. I know that's right.
Watch. I mean, but this is kingdom business. We got to work together. When we see each other falling short somewhere, we got to pull each other's coattails. And unfortunately, we might not like it when somebody say something. But, you know, I mean, I've been in a situation where somebody told me something, and I might not have received it. But later on that day, I was like, I hit my brother and be like, you know what? You was right. You was right.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
You know, I'll have to take that to heart. So we gotta be people of God like that. You know, sometimes, and that's just the reality, sometimes we're not going to take it on the first time around. Sometimes they take it to marinate, just like when you're cooking that meat and you're letting that seasoning soak. You got to marinate sometimes.
That's true. That's true. I agree with you on that. Wow. That is just, you know what? When I sit back, and I hear the testimonies of the drug dealers and people in mafias. You know, I've had so many interviews, you know, with people that share testimony that was very mind-blowing. And it makes me think back at the word, you know, when he said that, you know, whom he loved, he chased. You know, it don't matter what you are. You know, he love you. He's going to chase you, you know. And he said, you know, also, he know who belongs to him. He never lost none of his own. So I don't care if a person, you know what I'm saying, is selling dope from here to Cuba, you know, that have a name that when somebody say their name that people hide, but that's nothing to God, you know. And I tell people, if he can save me,
that's wrong.
I know I was what I was, you know. I know I was a hot mess. If he can save and change me, he can change anybody. I always say that, and I'm still right with that, that if he can save me, you know, I know that he can save anybody. And, brother, I'm telling you, I am just so excited about what God is doing in your life. I thank God for the boldness that you have. You know, what I don't understand is how people today can talk about how they were G's out there out in the world. You know, I was a G, and I did this, and I did that. As soon as they come into Christ, they like a piece of salt. I'm serious. They just like salt. You know,
they turn to wear it.
crazy. They turn into a church mouse and just sit down on the Lord like, well, shoot, I put in work. I'm tired now. Yeah, you put in work for the devil. It's time for you to earn your stripes. It's time for you to brown nose, do whatever you got to do, and put in work for the Lord right now.
That's right. Because when you enlist in that army, they're going to work your behind up in there. So look at it like this. You in the army of the Lord. You done been picked. Work. You know what I'm saying? Mark. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, brother. You know, I'm so excited about this music that the world is about to hear. You already know my number one song is. Before we get to that, I'm telling you, all your songs, but you know, I always got a little favorite on the side. But I love Lord We. That is my favorite song right there. But also, you know, we're going to go to a few of your songs, and then after that, we're going to go to the other guests. I hope you will be able to be on with us for a few more minutes, because there's some other, a couple of other artists on here that are awesome, I'm telling you, and it's just a great thing. I would love for y'all to connect together, because this is just awesome. And talk a little bit about this flesh, you know, because I'm going to play that flesh, and we're going to hear Lord We as well. So can you talk a little bit about that flesh?
Yeah. Flesh is a song that came to me because, I mean, not only are we always on a daily fighting our flesh. I mean, some people might be like, oh, I ain't fighting my flesh. Yes, you are. Temptation is everywhere. Temptation is, I mean, you could be driving down the street and us being men, you might see a young lady, or you being a woman, you might see a man, and you have to take in discretion on how you're looking at that situation. You know what I'm saying? And then also when somebody do something that hurts you, you know, your flesh might rise because you might want to take off on them, but you gotta let the spirit check you and be like, you know what, I can't even go there. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day because unfortunately we had lost somebody in my family. And then I'm upset, and I just kept it real. I said, I'm upset because somebody took my cousin's life. And one of my people was like, well, I guess I don't feel that way because I'm saved. I'm like, so what you saying? You just so saved, you can't get upset? I mean, okay, thank God for that, but come on now, we human. I mean, you lose a loved one in your life, you going to feel, it's feelings, that's natural. You're going to feel stuff, and the only thing I can say is, Lord, help me cope with it, because I've learned when losing people, you never get over with it. You never get over it, but the Lord helps us deal with it on a daily. You know, so flesh is a powerful song, and it's one of them things that help calm me down in a lot of situations, because I'm not perfect. Yeah. No, we're I'm perfect from a lot of things. I used to smoke weed. I don't smoke weed no more, so I'm perfect from that. I used to do a lot of cussing like a truck driver. I don't do that no more, so I'm perfect from that. So we not perfect, but we perfect from a lot of things, and every day we can do that. You know, some people try to look at the whole picture, and that's why they say, oh, man, I can't, God don't want me, or I can't do that, because they'd be like, what I've done or what I'm doing now. No, you just take one thing at a time and work on it. Stop putting all that pressure on yourself like that. God don't want you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happens overnight. We all are under construction every day.
That's right.
And that's y'all.
That's right. Wow. I'm telling you, you just said it all. But that is true. I mean, day by day, we die daily. And I feel that same way. If somebody say they ain't struggling with something, you are a full-faced liar. I'm here to tell you, right? Everybody can say, angel on deck, call me a liar. I sure did. Because I'm so tired of people sitting back saying what they ain't struggling, and they don't have no issues. We all have issues. I always tell people, I say, if you don't have no issues, then why are we always having revival? Why are we
fasting?
Why are we praying? And why is it for communion we're speaking the sinner's prayer and repenting and all of that? Because everybody got something. Something is going on. You know, you may not be doing what this person doing or whatever, and don't nobody really know what nobody doing but God. My mother always told me, you can shuck and jive people, but ain't no shucking and jiving God, because when the doors is closed, God see what you doing.
and he's
That's
with
right.
you. You know what I'm saying? While you're doing it. Right. And whatever you're doing, whatever you're speaking and saying, texting or whatever, he sees
yep.
and he knows. So
exactly.
we all got something in us
yep.
that need to be worked out. And it's going to be okay because we are going to be set free from whatever, you know, the problem is, whether it's attitude or, you know, some addictions or whatever it is,
exactly.
God is able because he said nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. So we have to be pure. You know what I'm saying? He ain't coming back for a filthy church. He ain't coming back with no little spot. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? We have to have all them wrinkles ironed out and all them spots breached out of us, you know. So it's just awesome, brother. I'm so excited and amped up today. It feels like I hit the jackpot. I'm serious. One of my brothers got a song we're going to hear today called Jesus Juice. Brother, I think I'm sipping on it right now. I'm so amped up and excited today. I don't know what to do. I'm serious,
you know,
so it's just awesome.
It's 6 in the morning, and we both sipping on Jesus Juice.
I know that's right, and I'm telling you, and this Jesus Juice is straight up with no chaser, and like I tell you, ain't no hangover in Jesus
that's
Juice.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm getting too excited here, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and then
okay.
right after your music play, I'm going to click you back on to have the final say before we go to our next artist. So I'm going to click you back on. And so, look, everyone that's listening in right now, we thank God for our brother Don Floss there in L.A. I'm looking forward to getting out there one day. I have never, y'all, been to L.A., and I am looking forward to getting my little summer gear together and going on out there. For real, and doing a live broadcast, telling y'all I'm on the streets of L.A. For real, it's going to happen, y'all. I thank God. I'm just so excited, too. I'm really feeling like a little girl that just received her first baby doll. For real. And I thank God for that because I didn't have this joy and this amped up out there in the world. When I was amped up and thought I was feeling joy, I was feeling that weed and feeling that yak and that O.E., you know what I'm saying? But now, hallelujah, I can say that I feel the love of God. And I'm just so amped up today. I just thank him for charging my battery, you know, this morning. And so right now, we're going to hear this great music of our brother, Don Floss. We're going to hear Flesh, and then we're going to go into Lord We, and then we're going to go back to the lines to him and keep it on going. We'll be back in a minute.
Let my flesh ride. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I'm third Christ. The streets are my safe, first since I changed my life. The church is the same as the street, but it's the mixed
up the batter, poured it in the pan. Like that cake be trying to rise, my flesh be trying to stand. Talking way too much, sometimes he's hard to hush. Feel my chest getting warm, making me huff and puff. I'm that frontline soldier, my mentality's to rock. Trying to pimp your boy, you gon' get hit in your eye. Ooh, my God, it come my flesh again. Close my eyes by my head, I'ma start praying. It's a tug of war between me and my flesh I kill. Try to throw me off the train, crash I'm doing God's will. Once flesh get a little, flesh always want more. Cut the head off, kick him in his butt, out the door. Put a lock on it, combination with the key. Trying to be that shadow of that mighty trinity. I need him, gotta have him, like the air we breathe. God gave me these rhymes, so dope lyrics I can sing. Be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I'm third Christ. The streets are my safe, first since I changed my life. The church is the same as the street, but it's no surprise. See, I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I'm third Christ. The streets are my safe, first since I changed my life. The church is the same as the street, but it's no surprise. A chain tied to a tree. Don't walk too close. Play possum, just snap at your feet. A straight fiend shooting up my hands to the sky. The ultimate praise, acknowledge him hands high. I can't wait for the change, for Jesus to come back. So I can strangle myself and slap my flesh right back. Too many stuck in the box. I'm floating high like clouds. Mostly need the haters to know God is speaking loud. We are the world, no, we are the hood. Too many fake Christians plotting and up to no good. My flesh, your flesh, oh, it's gonna be a hot mess. We better start praying now, or ain't gonna be nothing left. Perfect, I'm not, hear me, and I never will be. There's a standard to hold, I'm striving for it daily. This a ceremony, R.I.P. to my flesh. Don't do you, don't do me, do Christ, that's what's up.
Yeah.
See, I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I serve Christ. The streets are my sake, for since I changed my life. The church is the same as the sheep, but it's no surprise. See, I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I serve Christ. Rim, rim, all day on my flush. So drunk off my savior, laughing like a lush. Testy, testy, flush, have you like zesty. Hot like forest fires, wildin', I'll see I can't be. Have me grinding my teeth, shaking my head, bucking my eyes. Many bless, I don't carry heat, cause that lead would fly. So I stay turned up, turned out for the spirit. No counterphone news, not fleshed up, oh, incoherent. I remember them days, I used to say, what the hell? Out there busting my gun, selling dope, going to jail. Stay alert with caution, I'll be watching myself. Try to get my own judgment, victims agree, pain they feel. Getting angry, acting out, and being hostile. Perks include prison life while you neglect your child. Adrenaline flowing, pacing the floor back and forth. My whole life I've been judged, felt like I lived in court. See, I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many, plus hated, cause I serve Christ. The streets are my sake, for since I changed my life. Let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many plus hated, cause I serve Christ. The streets are my safe, for since I changed my life. The church is the same as the sheep, but it's no surprise. I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many plus hated, cause I serve Christ. The streets are my safe, for since I changed my life. The church is the same as the sheep, but it's no surprise. I be trying to not let my flesh rise. I'm loved by many plus hated, cause I serve Christ. The streets are my safe, for since I changed my life.
Yo, what up with it, dog?
Hey, Floss, what's up, man? Hey, man, I'm listening to the radio. Your song's on the radio, man.
Is that right? What station?
Man, I don't know, man.
All right, I got you. I'm going to flip right now.
Oh, no, that ain't me. That's Patty right there. But yeah, Patty did her thing back in the day. I'm looking at another station.
Got him for free.
Love you all night. Oh, that's Nelly and Kelly, man. Hey, hold on, I'm finna go to. Oh, I know what station is on. Yeah, that's that 3-in-1 Street Christ Side Radio.
We love you. We need you.
Lord, we.
Rock to this. Even creased up khakis had to stay to this. You wanna talk about good? Well, let's keep it real. Jesus Christ died for us and that's for really real. What y'all gonna do? You gotta know and believe. Don't get weak, but see, I know it's hard to conceive. But God got you. He's gonna keep you no matter what the devil do. Stand strong, God will pull you through.
All the love
you
come from you, where the children know for sure it's true. Even when we're going.
Baby mama, baby daddy, let's kill the drama. Little homies having sex, pregnant and little mama. Guessing nobody's fed up at the way we live. Satisfied with food stamps, GR ain't the best. Took prayer off the school and the belt out my hand. Wonder why children are terrorizing the land. 10 years old, caught a murder case, facing a life sentence. We need to reevaluate this.
All the love you come from.
Wow, y'all. You talking about awesome. My God, my God, my God. That's all I can say. I'm just like, just speechless. Woo. We gonna go back to our brother right here for him to have the final word, and then next we gonna our other brothers coming up. I'm telling you, Heavy Faith, we got him coming up next. Don, I'm telling you, it's just so awesome, so awesome. I'm just speechless right now. Don't know what to say.
It's this, I mean, linking up with Juices, meeting you, I mean, is a blessing in my life, you know. I mean, and like you said, having that platform is a blessing to you, and how you able to connect with people, and you allowing God to for you to be a blessing to people like me. You know, I'm way in L.A., you in Detroit. I mean, that's a blessing. You know,
and
I love you for that, sis, straight up.
Well, you know, I love you too, brother. I'm telling you this. You know, a lot of times I get emotional when it comes to the things of God, and I noticed the difference. Like when I was out there, you know, I had this hard heart. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, somebody rubbed me the wrong way. Now, I got to pray hard. You know. But I'm saying, when it's things like this going on, with people connected, right now you are connected all over the world live, you know. And not only that, but you have some great brothers that I want to introduce you to that are on this line with you listening to your music. And then I hope that you can stay on for a few minutes to listen to them. I really want y'all to connect, because I'm seeing a great move of God that's not only sweeping through these countries, but he's going to sweep here in the States. I'm seeing this. Right. It's like a great move, and I'm just seeing y'all connected, not only in the spirit realm, but even in the natural, tearing down the walls of Satan, seriously, and with this rap. And, brother, I'm just so excited to be knowing you right now, till it's just not funny. I always tell all of the artist is, I say, I am y'all number one fan. You know, I really am. I'm y'all number one fan. I don't only play this music on radio, but it's heard in my home. My family will tell you, it's heard in my home. It's heard in the ride. When my brother come pick me up, I'm like, hey, bro, pop this in. Get that out of there. What you got? I want you to listen to this. And he laughs
right.
Every time. Like, man, when she get in the ride, it's like angel time. You know, I'm bringing the radio in your car. Seriously.
That's right.
And it's awesome. And I'm saying this, y'all. I love, you know, Lecrae and everybody. I listen to all that kind of music. I listen to that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not lost from the outside. But I'm talking about when it comes on the inside here on this radio program with the music that I bang from a lot of y'all here in the States and in the countries and Africa and all of that, all around in Brazil and all of that, you know, I listen to it faithfully, daily, not only just radio, but when I'm got company and we having our little gathering and food and celebrate holidays and birthdays, that stereo is not on the radio, but it's on the CDs with y'all music, because all the music that's heard on this radio, I download it on CD at the same time. So it's ran on radio, but I'm also got CDs. I got like over 300-400 some CDs with nothing but this radio music. And
wow.
I'm telling you, it's just wonderful, man. When I hear your music, it blesses me. It really does. And I know that the nations are blessed right now. We have tweets coming in and messages coming in saying to tell you God bless you. They are loving this music. They're going to connect on Facebook. You know, they want to connect on Twitter. And it's just awesome. So can you mention to them again where they can get your music and how they can connect with you on the Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, sure can. You can download my music off of iTunes.com/DonFloss. You can also go on Reverb Nation, also Don Floss. I got a hot anti-bully song on there that I'm pushing hard also. You can connect with me on Twitter. That's Don_Floss. Facebook, Floss, if you still still work at MySpace, Don_Floss. And you can check out my YouTube channel. It's a few something-somethings on there. That's Don Floss, the number one, without the number sign, just the number by itself.
All right. Well, you know what, brother? I pray that God will keep you so busy and open up so many doors for you that you will get tired of traveling. And you know why I'm saying it like that. Because that's just awesome. I'm serious that you'll be like,
hey, man, I'll receive that, sis.
Pop head again.
I
really do. I pray that prayer that from this day forth that major doors will come open, that you will become so busy that you'll be saying, when am I going to see my bed? When am I going to be able to get rest? Because every time you look up, it's radio, TV, go here, go there, go here. I'm serious. And knowing that God has your back, that you got the crew of angels with you, that's around you, and that no weapon formed against you, that it will not prosper. And I'm going to tell you something. I tell people, when you achieve out there in the streets, when you come over to Christ, you are a real G in Him, and that's a general. And I thank God that you one of God's generals and you are His best. Always know that you are His best. And no matter what family may say or friends or no matter what people may say to you, man, he crazy. I think, you know, whatever they say, let that stuff just bounce off, seriously, because you should know who you are in Christ. And every time the enemy try to come with some kind of drama, you just let them know, man, I am a real G in Christ, and let him know that you hold the power that God told you that you have over him. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, brother, what God is going to do. I just feel it right now, you know, even in the spirit realm, that there are great major doors that God is going to open up for you. And I pray that he will put in your spirit what doors to walk and what door to not walk in, because the devil have doors, too, that's decorated so beautiful and have you feel like this is the way. But I pray that God will give you that quickening in your spirit, just like he would out in them streets when you know somebody coming at you, you know some drama finna happen. I always pray that for my brothers, that God will give them that same spirit that they had out in the streets for that devil. I'm telling it's just going to be some straight-up drama in the devil's camp. And I'm telling you, and we have the power to blow down his territory. Because God said it in Luke 19 that he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He said, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. So you better know that whatever scheme that he got planned, it's a done deal. It's not even going to happen. And if he tried, you know what I'm saying, he will not succeed.
That's right.
Because you belong to the King of the Most High. And I thank God for your life. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we bring on our brother Heavy Faith?
I just want to thank you, sis. I just want to thank you, like, once again for all the love. You personally didn't have to give me this opportunity, but you allow Christ to use you, and that's so big, you know, because you get some people that's in a position, and they won't do what the Lord is telling them to do, but you are. You know, so that's big. You gonna get blessed. And I pray that the Lord open up even bigger doors for you. Matter of fact, I pray that when you walking up to them doors, not only do they open, they just fall down.
I like that.
You know, they just fall down. Ain't no need for them to open up, just fall. You know, so I pray that the Lord bless you with the desires of your heart and just continue to take you where you want to be.
Yes, amen, because there is some places I would like to be, for real, and I'm like, telling the Lord, make a way, you know, it's just something. We have a brother, and I'm telling you, when you hear his voice in a little while, Doc Freeze, he's on with us. He was one of the judges for the Top 12 Artist Countdown, and when I tell people he's Puerto Rican, they don't believe it. It's like, what, you know, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, so I'm so excited about him being on, because he just sent word that he wants to hook up with you, you know, and I word him back and him know that I want all of y'all to hook up, because I got a feeling that when y'all hook up, it's going to be so divine that I can even, you know, it's just going to be great to see y'all come together on one accord, even doing a song. I would love to see y'all get a song off the ground, for real. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is about to do in this, you know, gospel music all over the world and with his people. He let me know that through this broadcast that it was going to be some straight up, you know, some great divine connections. And I've been seeing it happen all across the globe, you know, Africans connecting with Americans, different ones that's featured on each of the albums right now. You know, it's just something. And we had a sister that got, you know, an invitation to go to Ghana, went to Ghana, you know, did a concert. It was just
awesome. That's a blessing.
You never been to before. But
that's a blessing.
Everybody is just combining together. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for that. It's nobody but him. You know, it's just something that we serve a mighty God. I'll never forget one brother told me, he said, if loving God and if living for God is wrong, he said, I don't want to be right.
Want to be right.
And I had to laugh. I said, you know what? I know that's right. I don't want to be right either because
that's
this
right.
thing is good. And you know, some people look at us as Christians like we done went crazy and something had happened. I had somebody tell me something that got into my drink. Because they didn't believe that this is me. I said, well, if something got into my drink, then I want to keep on drinking that drink because I sure don't want to come too, if that's the case.
I know that's right.
Like this means that I done got something in my drink. Well, keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it overflowing. And
mm-hmm.
so I thank God for you, brother. And I look forward to having you back on here again soon. And like I always tell you, your music rocks and it will continue to rock until God say something else. It's going to keep on moving. Seriously.
Anytime, sis. Anytime you want me on, you just hit me, and I'm here for you.
All right. Well, next time we can have breakfast over the airwaves. Breakfast over the airwaves. All right, brother. Well, I love you much.
Love you too, sis.
And like I said, blessings of overflow to you. And I pray you can stay on for a few more minutes to hear the couple
of
brothers
on. I got you. I'm on here, sis.
Oh, all right. All right, then. All right. Well, God bless you, dear.
All right, now.
All right. Y'all, we just thank God for our brother. I'm telling you, Don Floss, you know, I'm telling you, we just thank God for his life. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in our dear brother's life on today. It's just an honor. I really am honored to be amongst generals this morning. Seriously, around some real G's. We thought we were some real G's out there in the world, but we were some real G's, all right, going, a big G, going to hell, for real. But now look at us now. We are repping the kingdom. My God, this is just, it's something to be emotional about, you know, a good emotional way. And so next, I'm glad to introduce another great brother, Heavy Faith. I'm telling you, it's just, I just thank God for him on the day. I mean, I'm telling y'all, it's just so awesome. God bless you, Heavy Faith. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing this morning? I'm feeling blessed.
As you can see, I'm drinking on Jesus juice.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make the devil kick them rocks and choke on them, that's all.
I know that's right. I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and tell the people where you call it from. And just, you know, before we talk about your music, briefly, talk to us a little bit about what God has brought you from.
Okay. How y'all doing out there? My name is Heavy Faith, and I'm calling from Flint, Michigan. And the Lord has really blessed my life, and he's just really working with me musically, and I just really feel like his blessings have immensely come over me, and I get choked up when I even talk about it. It's just, he's just been blessing me so much. And a year ago, I didn't even think that, you know, that I could even be an artist. And here I am a year later, and I'm just repping him and trying to stay close to him and trying to live the vision of, you know, getting into the getting into heaven.
Yes.
So.
Wow. How did you get the name? Because I you know, it's very, very unique. Heavy Faith. How did you get that name?
Wow. Let's see. We were me and my friend. We were going to perform one day. And it was like my first performance. And I was saying to myself, I was like, well, I don't even have a name. Like, what am I going to call myself? And my friend that was riding in the back seat, he was just like, just call yourself Heavy Faith. And I started to think about it like, wow, with all the blessings and all that the Lord has brought me through, and I said to myself, wow, that is a very powerful name. And it didn't, you know, I had people laugh at it at first, like, Heavy Faith, like, and then it just, you know, it really started to grow. And,
mm-hmm.
Grow on me.
Wow. Wow. Well, I know we've been talking a little bit about this. We started off, if you notice on the program, talking about Jesus juice. And, you know, I'm telling you, Jesus Juice is a powerful song. And, you know, even your song Altar Call and Never Been This High, you
mm-hmm.
know, we're going to talk about, I want you to talk a little bit about Jesus Juice and Never Been This High.
Well, Jesus Juice, I came up with the concept of that, from the movie, actually the movie Juice, at the end of the movie when he tells the Omar Epps, he says, hey, man, you know, you have the juice now. And I intertwine that with when Jesus ascended back into heaven and he told his apostles that I will be with you always. So I kind of put those two together, and that's how I came up with Jesus Juice. And Never Been This High. I'm not gonna, just like Don Floss, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I used to smoke weed and be out there drinking and everything, but I never, you know, in the midst of all of that, I never felt as high as I was with God.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what?
That's how that came.
And you know, how do you feel like? Will you say are you higher in Christ? Like what's
yeah.
the difference between this high that you felt then and now?
Well, you know, I'm stable. I'm not my mind's not racing with thoughts, and I just really feel overall well-being in myself, and I just really I feel high in the Lord. And,
I know
there's
that's
no other
right.
feeling. There's no greater feeling.
That's true. You know, I feel you on that. I really feel you on that. And it is the truth that it is a great, great feeling, you know, to be high in the Lord. And I'm telling you, I don't ever want to come down
never.
Off of that high. I'm telling you, I tell people, I never, ever want to come down off of that high. Well, I'm telling you, brother, I'm so excited to be able to play these songs that, you know, I'm just bubbling, you know, over to be able to play it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to play these couple of songs, and then I'm going to come back to you for the closing remark before we go further. So right now, you all, we're going to hear this great brother, Heavy Faith, and I'm telling y'all, he got this song, Jesus Juice. My God, that's all I can say to you. You just have to hear it. And Never Been This High. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to Jesus Juice and then Never Been This High, and then we're going to go back to the phone line to our brother. And then after that, we have Be Humble, and then we have Doc Freeze coming up. And so right now, we're going to get to this song. And we'll be back.
What's going on, world? It's Heavy Faith here. I gotta tell you about the certain swag that I got with Jesus Christ. Crank the volume up, get up out your seat. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Worship Jesus Christ with me, the one who saved us from our sins. Positive to do again, I'm just covered with his blood. So that makes us next to kin. Communion juice up in my hand. So please, pastor, tell me when I can take this shot of wealth just so that my sins are cleansed. Been thinking about it all day, all night. How I'm gonna get my life right. My flesh and the spirit always battle like the big fight. Stepped up in the church and now I got the perfect insight. Jesus on my mind and he's shining like a bright light. Now I got the juice, propelling demon proof. Taught as a youngster, set the devil loose. Always looked to him, so now I got the truth. My cup runneth over, fill with Jesus juice. Members of the church, don't be no fool. Open up your eyes, remove that wool. Drink Jesus juice, you'll be so cool. Now you gotta swag, never to relax. It's the last days and you know we're coming fast. Cut sin short, how long will it last? Stay prayed up cause the devil will attack. You know that, you ain't gotta act. Resist temptation, stick to the path. If it came in a tap, I'd take me a bath. You ain't got Jesus juice, how much do you lack? Everything in life but healed through a stripe. He died on the cross and just to be precise. He came to the earth and didn't think twice. Who saved you and me? He paid that price. Now I feel all my life. So you better get it right. He gonna come through the clouds like a thief in the night. Call me Michael Jordan cause I will take flight. Obey my thirst, seven up, no surprise. Till the day I see his face. Till then, see how many souls are raised. Up to the kingdom to drink Jesus juice. Enough to feel late, but I'm talking like five, like H O M E S around M to the I. Now I'm flying around the kingdom, look at how much of the juice my Lord would supply. Josh had a number that I know I'm making up, so I don't even know. I try. It ain't Red Bull I'm drinking, but the juice done gave me wings, so now I can fly. Repent all your sins and give your life to him. Don't be standing there asking me why. Blame it on the juice, got me feeling like I need to do what's willing and see you survive. Better start drinking now, cause the juice that you're drinking just won't put off that fire. Now I'm on a mission, so Lord, give me wisdom, I need you to keep me alive. Done drank all my juice, now I'm looking for your wealth, cause I know it'll never run dry.
Go freely and go and get my fix. Junkie for my Jesus, cause the spirit will addict. Giving me that knack for that scratch, I got an itch. And once I hear his words, then that's when I make that shift. That's an easy transition. Pray for patience and listen. Read his word and observe through these verbs and paint his vision. 3 days nailed onto that cross, but look, my Savior's risen. Angels rolled the stone away to break up out that prison. Now I'm just living off everything he says and never bread. Quoting scriptures out the greatest book that anyone has read. Getting so high from the food that he is fed. My faith is heavy, but faith without works, it will be dead. Cause...
you make me feel alive.
shock to my chest. Yes, I am alive, cause Jesus is the best. Never knew nothing better, you can put him to the test. He gon' have you so high, alleviating stress. Yes, I'm blessed, highly favored. I just took a hit, Jesus flavor. Marked down on the price, no cost, waiver. What he did on that cross, no one braver. Now ask yourself a question, am I really living? If you ain't got Jesus, I prefer that you didn't. Somebody call the hospital so I can be admitted. Overdose on Jesus, now I'm just a victim. Yes, he is my drug of choice, inducing any system. You can get high as you want without none of your income. No peer pressure, no time to be fearsome. As long as you with him, you gon' have these chronic symptoms. Telling them why, cause you live in outer space, out of range of the sky. You give me such a spark, so when I ignite, I just start speaking the word with so much fire. I can't deny, if I didn't have you, wouldn't be alive. The way you make me feel, and the fact you get me high, go so and strive. The calmest, the realest, your spirit, I feel it. Ain't no other feeling that can come closer near it. Carrie Underwood, Jesus, take the willing spirit. On the straight and narrow, and I know you're watching me, cause your eye is on the sparrow. I feel your presence in my bones, deep up in my marrow. If you ain't got him yet, then it's time to say hello. He'll have you on a high that's ever so mellow. And no, I'm not whiz, but yes, I'm on my level. So when he come back, eternal life is my medal, cause
wow, y'all, I'm telling you, I feel high right now. For real, I don't know about nobody else, but I got a buzz going on. I'm telling you, I just feel so calm and warm. You know, it's just, I just feel like I done hit the jackpot. We thank God for our brother. I'm going to tell y'all something is crazy going on this Twitter, because, you know, normally when I'm on Twitter, you know, people send messages and stuff like that, and you know, I'm trying to receive them through the thing and post up. And next thing I know, it's saying Twitter is over capacity, that you have to wait for a few minutes. And I don't know if anybody else is seeing that too, but this is crazy. I'm like, straight up, when every time I go on there, it's saying, I try to connect, it keeps saying Twitter over capacity. And I'm like, wow, it's like, saying wait a minute and try again. So that's crazy, y'all. Very crazy. We finna click back on our brother here. I'm telling you, I thank God for him. Those songs bang flat out. I'm telling you, Heavy Faith, what's up?
What's going on? Oh, thank you so much, sister. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, it's just awesome to hear that back-to-back. You know, we heard about Jesus juice, and then it's talking about being high, you know, so that's great. Because, you know, you got to drink in order to receive the high, the buzz.
Right.
So we just, I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's really awesome. And I thank God for your life and your testimony and, I just feel like we've been knowing each other for years. You know, that's just how it is. As I stated before, when God does a connection, he does it very well. You don't feel, you know, like it's nervous and shy, but then you just talk and act and reenact just like it's been a lifetime thing, you know. And I thank God for you, and you already know yourself. this music is going to continue to rock on this show. I also want to make mention as well to all of your listeners, you know, your fans, or however you want to put it, to everybody that's on here, Don Floss, Doc Freeze, well, Doc Freeze already know, Be Humble, all of y'all, I want to let y'all know once again that on tomorrow night, every Friday, I do the nightclub thing here on the airwaves. And what I call it the Christian Clubbing It. A lot of people, I'm quite sure, have seen the links, but it's called Christian Clubbing It late Friday night. And I go on at midnight to 2 in the morning, even though we know midnight is considered Saturday morning, but I still call it night because it's saying midnight. So I want, if anybody, you know, can call in and listen in, call in, be a part of this. I think in L.A., it will be 9 p.m. So 9 p.m. in Los Angeles, I'm telling you, it's going down on tomorrow, and we'll be able to hear even the other song of yours as well. Yes, we're going to do it up here on tomorrow night for the Christian Clubbing It. And what I do is I play the hottest tracks of gospel rap from artists here in America, in the countries, Africa, everywhere. I do slow it down, gospel jams. We slow it down just like they do in the club. They come on with hype, then they slow it down. Then we come with some gospel house, you know, music, you know, reggae, dance hall. I mean, it just be awesome. So we looking forward to rock the roof off on tomorrow. So I just wanted to make that mention as a reminder. I will not be on tonight, and I will not be on tomorrow morning, but we going to rock the house at midnight. So links is going to be posted on the Twitter and on the Facebook where everybody can click on and listen in, or you can call in and be a part of it. You know, it's just going to be awesome, and we just going to throw down like that.
Amen.
So in saying that, brother, we really enjoyed and was blessed by this great music. Is there anything else you would like to say to the people before we go to B Hopper and Dr.
Yes, you can connect with me at iTunes/Heavy Faith. You can connect me with me through Reverb Nation, YouTube, Heavy Faith is my handle at Twitter, and also Facebook.com/Heavy Faith.
All right. You about to have me do a remix of your name. I have that heavy faith to move the unmovable.
and the heavy has
that
two E's.
That heavy faith that can conquer anything. I know that's right.
That's right.
You be to be like, man, she done got a song off your name.
Amen. Well, I appreciate it.
I thank you for being a part of this program as well with us in the, today, and I just know you're going to hang on. It seems like time flies. We got like 30 minutes. So
wow.
I feel that, you know, the music, everything that was going to be played, we just going to hear it on the club tomorrow. Because
okay.
We know that this is important to let all of our, you know, artists talk and have words and play the music. And so I'm telling you, but tomorrow we definitely going to be hearing some more great music, along with y'all. You know, y'all music, too. Heavy Faith is going to be heard. Don Floss, Doc Freeze, Deacon Brown. You know, we got some music coming up from him in a minute. And it's just going to be awesome. And so I'm going to put you back on hold, brother. And I'm telling you, we just thank God, y'all, for our brother, Heavy Faith. I'm telling you, an awesome brother, another great general, you know, that's on with us. And now we're going to go to through Heavy Faith is how I got connected to Be Humble, and so we finna hear him. And right after Be Humble, we going to Doc Freeze. Yes. So, let me see. All right, I just thought about something here. I had to write it down, y'all, for a minute. All right, we're going over to Be Humble. I like that, Be Humble. That's very different.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Let me see. I think I got my speaker. All right, I can hear you.
Blessings, sis. Be the name of Jesus.
Now you know what? Now your phone, I don't know what's going on, but your phone, we can hear you, but your phone sounds kind of muffled. I can't hear you clear.
All right, what about now?
Yes, thank you. Because at first it sounded like you was drowning under some water for a minute.
Oh, it's that eternal water, that spring. But I had to step in a room. I'm out here in Flint right now, and I brought my family, and I had to step in a room in my sister's house because my kids is just pulling at me.
Oh,
at me.
Okay.
Step in the room. So, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm going to do, Be Humble, is let you introduce yourself again, where you calling from, and just share, like, a quick testimony about what God has done for you.
Okay, I live out in Portland, Oregon, so I'm just up the street from Don Floss up I-5, so me and him definitely going to connect. But I'm out here in Flint right now. We just got to Detroit last night, and we drove up to Flint, and I'm going to collab with Heavy Faith. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm not really going to say where God brought me from, because we all know that he brought us out of that miry clay and that muck and that sin. But I'm going to share a testimony on something he did for me when my father passed, and it was, you know, something that hit me that was unbelievable. It had, you know, basically broke me down to nothing. And when I didn't, you know, I was a believer and I was saved when my father passed, but I really didn't know the healing power of Jesus. I really didn't know and understand, you know, how he was my father. I really didn't know and understand how he can reconstruct somebody when they got down to nothing. And he reminded me that, you know, I've always been your father, and I always will be. When that void hit me and I felt empty, he filled me up. You know, when I didn't have anybody to turn to get advice from, and I'm young and newly married, and my father's not here, and I don't know what's going on. God just redirected me to his scripture and just reminded me of who he was in my situation. And I just want to say to people, remember who God is in your situation. Remember that your situation is beautiful compared to him. You know, we have to focus on him and not what's going on. So, you know, he took me from one of those people who had his head down, didn't, woe is me, why, God, why, to hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus, amen. Because, this is, you know, our life is his life, lived through us. And, you know, I really can't say today that, you know, my father passing really has made me closer to God, because he's all I had. You know, I mean, I didn't want to talk to my mom. I couldn't talk to, at the time, my fiance. You know, I really, really couldn't, you know, express myself to anybody, because it was just a pain. It was just a hurt. It was just a void. It was emptiness.
Yeah.
And I tell you that God really, really, really showed up for me when I just, you know, when you hold him to his word, I tell Lord, you said. You said, Father, that you'll never leave me or forsake me. That's what your words say. And I feel like you've left me. I feel like you've forsaken me. And I tell you, God will rise up to the occasion. And you say, what? You know, it's just a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to share that testimony on how he healed my broken heart.
Amen. Hey, brother, I'm sitting here just, oh, God, I got the weeping tears of joy because I know how you feel. You know, on that, my father didn't pass, but my grandmother did, and my grandmother was my mom and dad, you know, and it was through her spoke about this ministry when I was in sin. You know, I was drinking and partying and coming, you know, dressed half naked and all of that, and, you know, she never looked at me like what I was, but she always called me a woman of God, and it was like when she died, I felt so lost because I was like, wow, you know, I'm not like this with my parents. You were my parent, but to know that God was there to pick me up, and he said the same thing to me as he reminded you, that he would never leave me and he would never forsake me. And I'm telling you, it just, what you sharing that just brought me back to where, like, just tears of joy just fell down, because as you were testifying that, I'm steady shedding tears with my hands up, looking towards heaven like, God, I thank you, you know, because you are the best. You are our parent.
you know, and he will be there to encourage us and guide us through, even in the hard times, even those personal issues. If we can't talk to nobody, we can sit down and talk to him, and he will give us what to do, and he will tell us what we need to do and how we need to pray and seek him the more, and it's just awesome. That's a beautiful testimony. I was really, really, really blessed by that, brother, and I know the nations are being blessed by that as well. And so now, how did you get the name Be Humble? It's so different, Be Humble.
Well, yeah, when I was out in the street, you know, born and raised in Flint, Michigan, just a knucklehead, you know, dropped out of school, selling drugs, the whole nine. They used to call me Big Business, but I was just about it. You know, it's just, you know, you just do what you do. And one of the guys to hang with me, he ended up getting shot like 9 times the first time before he passed.
Okay.
And he just was like, you know, and I have Flint and I live in Oregon. And he was like, you know, man, I can't call you Big Business no more. I'm going to call you Big Humble. I'm going to call you Be Humble. And, you know, a few months later, he ended up getting killed. And, you know, that was, I mean, every time he called me Be Humble. But God gave me a revelation, and he said it's not just a name, it's a lifestyle. So he added the E, you know, and it's an expression of being humble, living humble, coming as a servant. You know, the Bible says the greatest amongst you is he who serves. I come to serve the people of God. You know, through music, through preaching, through teaching, through correct doctrine, through a lifestyle lived in your faith, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I got Be Humble. God added that E because it's a lifestyle, something that you're present with and continue, you know, remind people that you have to be humble.
My God. I'm telling you, that's just awesome. It's awesome. So we're going to hear the song, My Life. Can you talk a little bit about this song, My Life?
Yes. My Life was recorded back in 2009 when I just, you know, like I said, when I really, really hit rock bottom, I started smoking weed and, you know, just lost it, really. And God just showed me that, you know, hey, you're not going through nothing anybody else hasn't gone through, you know. You know, what you're going through is common to man. And not only is it common to man, but he uses our tests and our trials and our tribulations to free somebody else through the testimony. And I wasn't ashamed of the gospel. I wasn't ashamed of my vices. I wasn't ashamed. You know, I got saved high as a kite, pocket full of weed in church, hearing brothers' testimonies about beating their wives and wanting to stop, cheating on their wives and wanting to stop, shooting heroin and wanting to stop. They wanted the grace and power of God to change their lives. And that's what caught me. I wasn't in a bad situation. I wasn't hurting. I just was led to church that day. It was a Tuesday afternoon. And anyway, it was just my life is a reflection of some things that people might not want to say that they go through or might not want to expose some of the trials and tribulations. However, it's just, you know, you put God on display, and everything that you are, you know, is not going to mean anything, because when people see you, they'll see Christ. They may see a little residue on you. They may see a little, you know, like you said, somebody, you know, cross you the wrong way. You need a little more prayer because God ain't finished with us yet. But as of right now, God should be shown in our day-to-day walk, in our conversation, at work, in my marriage, when I'm by myself. You know, I always tell myself, you know, not only what I do in public, but what I do when it's by me and I stand before the audience of him, you know. That's where I want to be seen working. That's where I want to be seen diligent. That's where I want to be seen writing music, praising, worshiping, you know, glorifying God. So.
My God, hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm just so, man, you know what, brother, before I got on this radio program, for real, I tell y'all no lie, and I know everybody going to start laughing at me, but I was starving. Do you hear me? I was so hungry. You know, I wanted something to eat, because I haven't been eating right lately. I had surgery and stuff, and I know I need to take care of myself more better than what I'm doing. I go all day not eating and stuff, and then I wait late to eat. And then sometimes I eat during, you know, at a certain time, and then I go to bed and I wake up and it feel like I ain't had nothing. I was so hungry. But let me tell you something. Listening to y'all on the day, listening to this music and this great testimonies and stuff coming forth, I'm not hungry now. That feeling just, like, went. And I'm sitting here tripping out like, man, what happened to that feeling? My head was hurting, you know, because I felt like I needed to eat something real quick. But all that is gone. And I thank God for that, seriously. It's just, I mean, to some people that might be like, you know, nothing to them, but it's something to me because basically what I'm saying is something that little, you know, to me, being hungry, and then it's like you're hearing the music of the Lord and hearing testimonies that's filling that void. You get what I'm saying? That's awesome.
I do.
I mean, it's, I'm king of this. And it's really filling me up, not only spiritually, but even in the natural. That's a testimony. You know, today, I'm just so honored to have y'all. Y'all are definitely some real generals. I thank God for y'all. I really do. Y'all are real generals for the Lord. And this is so awesome. I know that I just came in company with you today, Be Humble, through our brother Heavy Faith, but I'm so glad. And this was, again, a very great divine connection, and I look forward to you being back on with us as well. I pray you can be a part of the nightclub thing that we have on here, as I talked about, on tomorrow night. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to let this song play, and then I'm going to come back for you to have the last remarks, and then we're going to click on our brother, Doc Freeze, there in Florida. So everybody that's listening in right now, we thank God for our brother, Be Humble, and we're going to hear this song called My Life, and we'll be back.
This one's to my people going through something right now. You're not alone. Hold your head up. Let the Lord fight your battle. You only have a test for a testimony. Listen. Seem to lost my way, I need someone to help me find it. Stay looking back, it's hard to keep from being double-minded. I know I'm changed, but it's hard to let this world go. Cause Cass is balling out for real, and then that girl go. Yeah, I done slipped into a trap of pain and misery. The soul's sick, yet the body rejects his remedy. If Jesus came back, I hope that I'd be ready. Hell sure can go to hell over some petty. Gotta move forward, no more sliding back. Spiritual Vietnam, my soul's been under attack. I took a few hits and fell off on my face. He's sending reinforcements, it was mercy and grace. I'm oppressed through the mess, though I'm dressed in flesh. Do my best to contest, the enemy never rest. Simple and plain, I'm a man, yeah, I know he love me. Ain't tripping on what you're supposed to say, cause only God can judge. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Standing between two different lifestyles, wanna go left, but I think I'll turn right now. As I journey, there's a few things I must write down. Remember my past, giggling quite foul. Out with the old, in with the new. Devil, I'm through, like a pre-driven vehicle. I'm feeling used, what I'ma do? Search the word, get me the clues. Start making the moves to get quick with the tools. I'm walking in faith and not by feelings. Even though my problems are as high as the ceiling, calling on my Father for a spiritual healing. Expose my thoughts, I don't want to conceal them. Got my neck braced, can't look back like Lot's wife. Life is hard, it's colder than black ice. Lost in our sins like we wanted to die twice. He's calling our names, we standing quiet like church mice. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying? We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying? We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying? We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying? Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my my life's like, it's Christ-like. He washed me in his blood until I turned ice white. Soul's been delivered, he paid the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlight.
All right, let's click our brother back on so he can have the last remarks here. God bless you, brother. Is there anything that you would like to say? I like that. Now, that's hot right there. I like
it. Oh, glory to God. I appreciate it. Yeah, I wanted to share with you and all of the listeners and even the brothers that was on. I entered the Lecrae I Know Remix contest where he had, you know, it's a nationwide contest. It's over February 7th. Everybody, producers, rappers, you're welcome to get into it. And I just need some help. I need you guys to go, you can Google the Lecrae I Know Remix contest and find Be Humble. It's based via SoundCloud as well. My SoundCloud handle is BeHumble24. And just go on there and listen to the song and vote for me. It's a small process you go through. You create an account. You log on to score and, you know, push like to vote. You know, all the exposure that we can get, all of the resources that we can gather, you know, to further doing the kingdom, business is what, you know, I'm after. So if you can go and vote for Be Humble on the Lecrae I Know Remix contest, it would be appreciated. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bold Boy Be Humble. That's excuse me, BoldBoyBehumble, Bold Boy Be Humble. I would love to hear from people at boldboybehumble@gmail.com. You can catch me on Facebook. My name is Byron Redmond. You can catch my Facebook /BeHumble, BeHumble. I'm just looking forward to a bright future and grinding hard for Jesus. I got some hot singles that's gonna drop, and I just want to add this. You know, this is right on time. You know, when you say something about God's, you know, divinity and, you know, divine connections and appointments, it's also His timing as well. You know,
that's
I just
right.
got here last night, late last night, and not only that, I got stuff that's gonna hit the airwaves and I'm record with several different artists here in Michigan. I can't work for the Lord. My wife gave me the okay. I got that pass, you know, to, you know, be in the studio. So I just wanted to share that, you know, no matter where you are or, you know, how people make you feel, when God has given you a gift or a talent, you know, it's God's job to expand it. You just do what you're supposed to do, you know. Don't worry about what people think about it. If you know of our Father that you're supposed to be singing, writing, poetry, preaching, teaching. Don't worry about a look. Don't worry about a sound. Because just like He took that lad's lunch, you know, two fish and five loaves, and fed multitudes, what you give Him offering, you know, in faith, and He can
That's
feed
right.
the multitudes with it. So I just wanted to be some encouragement to people out there that may not have as much confidence. And I feel, Brother Don Flaws, do not bring Jesus, you know, third and fourth, you know, fourth. He wants your very best. Do not your very best. Don't bring it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just wanted you guys to know that I love the Lord. And I love you all, too. Continue to pray for me and my family. And, you know, when you think of me, just know that I'm grinding hard for Jesus.
Amen. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and we're going to keep on grinding. I'm telling you, I just thank God for your life, brother. I just want to say once again, God bless you. I'm so glad to have met you today on here, and, you know, through our brother, Heavy Faith. This was very awesome, and I just look forward, as I stated, of you being back on with us, and your music will, you know, be heard as well. So once again, God bless you. And we just thank God for you.
Thank you. And I'm going to keep them coming. I'm going to keep the music coming for you, too.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you, too. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. That was our brother. Be humble. All right. And I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful one today. Next, we got our brother, Doc Freeze. Yes, we thank God for Doc Freeze. I want to give a shout-out to all of my Latino family there in Florida on today, and not only in Florida but all over the world that's listening in. We just thank God for you. And I tell people I'm mixed with African and Puerto Rican. I got it all in me. So we thank God. God bless you, Doc. How are you?
What's going on, sister?
I am so glad that you are able to be on with us today. It's just awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and just let you introduce yourself. Where you calling from?
What's going on, world? It's Doc Freeze. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. 813, stand up. 305, stand up. Conquer Music Group, stand up. Tanya, I love you, sister.
Yes. Love you, too, bro. I cannot wait to get out there in Florida. I got so many places to go. I got Flint to go to. I got L.A., Florida.
Yeah, man.
I got all these places that I'm going to hit this year.
But when you come to Florida, I got to take you to go hang out with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yes. Now, you already know Disney World is what's up. I'm telling you, I need out for you, Doc Freeze. I was letting the people know in the beginning of the program that you were one of the judges that was on here a few weeks back for the top 12 artists countdown that happened.
Yes.
And also, you came in first place for last month, and it
yes.
was just awesome. And so I just thank God for you, and I'm telling you, God is just great. I'm glad that you was able to call in, because I wanted to kind of get Bible. I heard this Bible last night. Now, when was this song did, Bible?
Oh, man. That song was recorded like in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. It's an old song, and I actually thought I lost it because the copy I had was messed up. So my wife had it with her, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, man, let me copy it and put it on. And I was just so happy to find it. I felt like a kid in a candy store. I was like, yeah, I found my song. You know, but that was actually the first song that I ever ministered, and was the first place I ever went to minister. That was the first song I ever ministered. And I ministered that song.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we got it right here. You know, and so what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to hear, we're going to go to Blood Raw first. Then we're going to go over to Bible, and right after that, I'm going to go over into Fisher of Men by our brother, Deacon Brown, I'm telling you, and then I'm going to come right back and let you have some final words as well. I see we got like 9 minutes, so I'm trying to cram everything in 9 minutes. And then after that, we'll have our little after party. You know how we do it. Sometimes we stay on a few more minutes because I want you and the brothers that's on this line to, like, you know, speak to one another on the air, you know. So what I want to do is do this real briefly, and then I'm going to put you on hold, brother, and we're going to come right back, all right?
No problem.
All right. So, y'all, that's Doc Freeze. He's not new on here. Everybody, y'all know who he is. We thank God he's one of the gospel recording artists there in Florida, and we thank God for him and his life on the day. So we're going to go to Blood Raw because that was the number one song when he came in first place last month, Blood Raw. Then we're going right into Bibles, and then we've got a song called Fisher of Men with our brother Deacon Brown, and then we're going to come right back.
I'ma give it to you, Blood Raw. Yes, bless
Blood Raw. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you, Blood Raw. And as I spin it, I'ma give it to you, Blood Raw. You gon' feel it when I give it to you, Blood Raw.
you with it, give it to you. Let me let you people know what's the real deal. Covered the ripping, and we can go all night. I'll be spitting and hitting and going at it like I added while gripping. It'll be so tight. I'ma give you the word, I'ma serve it to you raw. I'ma talk about the man named Christ. Edify, glorify, testify, gotta lift this holy name on high. Everything that he's done for me, but don't wait on the cross. Set me free, gotta bring the word, bring the truth. Make sure that it's grabbing to you. Gotta give it to him anyway they understand. Ain't no half stepping when it comes to this man. Gotta give it to him blunt, gotta give it to him real. Straight up, no, ain't no play around. Jay Christ went upon the cross, caught a beat down, took a shake for the law. Wow. Set his blood, show his love, man, that's what's up. Praise the Lord Jesus, we're backing us up. I'ma bring the gospel, bring the truth. If you don't believe in him, dog, I'm living proof. Uh-huh. Of his mercy and grace and what he can do. Put your trust in him and he'll pull you through. Don't forget what he did for ya. Uh-huh. Don't forget what he did it for. Uh-huh. He didn't have to do it, but he still pursued it. So what you think of that, bruh? Uh-huh. Don't forget what he did for ya. Uh-huh. Don't forget what he did it for. Uh-huh. He didn't have to do it, but he still pursued it. So cuz I'ma give it to ya. Love wrong. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Love wrong. And as I spin it, I'ma give it to you. Love wrong. You gon' feel it when I give it to you. Love wrong. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Love wrong. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Love wrong. And as I spin it, I'ma give it to you. Love wrong. You gon' feel it when I give it to you. Love wrong. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Whoa, whoa. Did anybody tell you that my God is a beast? Beast? Whoa, whoa. Did anybody tell you that his love runs deep? Deep? Oh, oh. But you want to the one who's the king of kings? King, bro, bro. You might as well call me a Jesus freak. Uh-huh. Let me let you know how we get down. When it's time to get down, we get down to the nitty gritty. We gon' bring it raw at the bottom of the map. You might as well go ahead and call it the holy city. Yeah. I'm a messenger of the Christ. I'ma give it to you. Spit about life, talk, spit about Christ. In other words, dog, I'm just gon' have to give it to you.
Love wrong. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Love raw. And as I spin it, I'ma give it to you. Love raw. You gon' feel it when I give it to you. Love raw. I'ma hit you with it, give it to you.
God frees, baby. God's elements, Lord's disciples, baby. My dog, Young Spirit, by my side. Hey, bottom of what they do, player. Alright? 305 MIA, stand up, boy. This for y'all, boy.
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself for the glory. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself for the glory. Luke 6:46. I don't understand is you call on my name but don't follow my commandments. Why you call me Lord but don't do what I say? I showed you the way but you still disobey. You call yourself a Christian but don't do my works. You say dog I'm saved but all you do is curse. You say you believe but you have no faith. And you blame the Lord for all the wicked that you face. Is that necessary, blaming him for your sin? Then you wonder why you fall again and again. You never win, never gain and never prosper. You never know the promises that God has to offer. When you gonna stop and realize the truth? How much more proof do I need to give to you? To open up your mind, it's time to realize that the truth lies in front of your eyes. Come on, man. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself for the glory.
Come on.
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself for the glory.
Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. It'll be your first thought when you take your last breath. The gift of God is to have eternal life, so repent from your sins and accept the Christ. The blessing of the Lord is at your fingertips. Just walk in the path of his righteousness. So humble yourself when you feel it stuck, cause the Lord is the one that can pick you up. Now my child, don't forget what I have teach. Find it in your heart and go out and preach. So no matter what it takes, move with no hesitation. No jump into the word and make disciples of all nations. With the strength of Christ, the greatest of all kings, you can conquer your flesh and achieve all things. Take your helmet of salvation and go out and serve with the sword of the Spirit which comes from the Word.
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself for the glory. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shall not give himself all the glory. Cause his basic instructions before leaving earth, like thou shall not give a false testimony. No, thou shall not give himself all the glory. No, how can you say the Lord is not worthy? Come on. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, the only one, the holy one, who was crucified right in front of our eyes, and sacrificed his life so one day we can rise. I tell you the truth, but thou shall not lie. The wicked are convicted to hell where they'll fry. Repent from your sin before the day that you die. Accept the Lord Christ who died to save lives. Open up your mind, it's time to realize that the truth lies in front of your eyes. There's no lies in the B-I-B-L-E. B-I-B-L-E. Check it. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself all the glory. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not put no God before me. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not lust, thou shalt not give himself all the glory.
Yeah. What y'all thought about that there, player? Ha! Represent for all my dogs, man. That's real wisdom right there, Playboy. That's something you can't learn on the street. You gotta come check out God's house for that one. And that's the real one that'll get you to survive, Play. Ha ha. LB, baby. GE, baby. Young Spirit, what they do. Yeah. God frees all day, every day. This one goes out to the Lord, man. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can hate on it all you want to, but I'm gonna do me.
Many kings and prophets have desired to see what you see, and have not seen it. To hear what you hear, and have not heard it.
EvolutionBase.com.
Hold your hands up, stretch out your arms to the heavens as if God's dropping the blessing and you gotta catch it. I'm imbibing this message that's become kind of cliche, but I'ma say it anyway. We gotta make the world a better place. And I don't mean just recycling, bicycling, cutting down on pollution. We're fighting a different type of pollution, which requires a very different type of solution. This requires a movement, a revolution, a union of Christians. Whose sole mission is reaching soul, preaching, close to those who were cold, giving hope to the homeless, showing the hopeless my hope is, which is in Christ. Let's get it right. This CD is his, and all you need to know about me is I am a fisher of men. And like a fisherman, I like to catch him with a long line and a hook at the end. Anyway, read that book at the end, Revelation. Wait, first read Genesis, go on, read them, and all the books in between them while you're at it.
Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men. Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Let your light shine. Let it shine, baby.
No time to sit back and try to rationalize when the Lord's in your face right before your eyes. Will you be like James and John and get out the boat with no hesitation and leave liberty when the Lord says, hey, you follow me? Can you drink from this cup? Can you swallow me? Drink from a bitter cup. Can you face this cold world without giving up? Living up to everything that you was meant to be. The word became flesh. The Lord was sent to me. The world is sent to me. So I denied my flesh in a boat named life with Jesus passing the test. The rest will be on the 7th day. Right now it's time to work before you pass away. The day and the hour, the Father knows. When Jesus said, get out the boat, man, it's time to go. Hey.
Come with me. And I will make you fishers of men.
Fishers of men.
Come with me. And I will make you fishers of men.
Let your light shine. Just let it shine, baby.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him.
I was chilling on the wayside, hanging with a bunch of bad guys. Jesus stopped by, called my name, so here I come, hoping I can win them all over. Let them bow down to Jehovah, cause we all soldiers. But the enemy still applies. That's why I'm praying and watching, cause the end is near. I gotta let my light shine, that's why I'm here. Could you feel God's power? I've never been no coward, I'm calling them out. I'm a witness of the blood of Christ. He forgave me for my sins, so I've been bought with a price. So my life ain't my life. I had to lose it all in order for me to gain. I had to be filled with his spirit in order for me to change the home. Walking in his will, this is all God's plan. To show it love to man, so feed him with the riches and the load. Hold your head up.
Come with me, and I will make you this is the man.
Let it shine, baby.
All right. I'm telling you, that's awesome. Deacon Brown, Fishers of Men. All right. So I'm going to click. Now, I hope y'all backgrounds are quiet. If it ain't, can you get to a quiet place? Because I'm going to, this is what I call the little after party, to where I want everybody to just kind of, you know, speak to one another. So what I'm doing is I'm turning everybody's line on here. Let me see. Who am I got going on first? All right. Now, all of y'all mics is open. We got, I'm trying to think who's back on. Do I need to?
You might have to turn up on one at a time.
That was over there at B Humble's place. I had to mute his face.
Man, they got a party going on over there. Give me the address. Oh, I'm on my way.
Hey, we had the dog parking lot. Hey, let's get it.
But what's so funny is the dog barking. I'm like, oh my God. So I hope the people hear this, they're gonna be like, what in the world? What was that?
Hey, is that the first time you ever had a dog on the air?
Yes. He was hurt today, let's put it that way. But I'm trying to think who's mic I got. Don Floss on, Heavy Faith, you on.
I'm here.
And we have, and then I have Doc Freeze on. Now, I'm not sure. I think Deacon Brown has joined us as well. I call him the Gospel Lil John. But are you on Deacon Brown?
I guess not.
I don't know. I guess he not. Well, he must have it muted out or something. But I see a number on here. But nevertheless, all three of y'all, I have to say, be humble. I'm so sorry that I had to keep him muted because the noise was in the background and the dog barking. I'm like, oh wow. So he can just listen in, but he's still gonna be connected to everybody. You know, we gonna see that. So basically, now Don Floss, I'm introducing you to Heavy Faith and to Doc Freeze. Okay, and then Doc Freeze, that's Heavy Faith, and Don Floss. And then
what's going on,
family?
So now what I was going to do is I'm going to suggest the friends is what I wanted to say. I can suggest the friends, and those that I can't suggest, I can text you the name and you can send a request or send something in the inbox or whatever. Or you can go on Twitter, because I think everybody is on Twitter, so I can do that too as well. But what I wanted to say to you all is I am just so grateful that y'all were post, you know, that y'all are on here. I know Don Floss, I know you got to be sleepy or something maybe, because it was like 5 in the morning when we chatted.
No,
my, a.m. Yo, 5 a.m.
nothing.
So I'm like, wow. And he wide awake, ain't he, y'all?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Don, he's a cheat. He's don't sleep.
Hey, gotta get it. Hey, we take cat naps. We take cat naps, you know what I'm saying? We don't get in them deep ones all the time.
No, that's a 24-7 grind, baby. G's don't sleep.
That's right. That's right. Hey, look, what's that old saying? Only thing come to a sleeper is a dream. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't out here grinding, you can't shine for the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
I don't know where Because Heavy Faith, I'm telling you, I don't even know, because it looked like time just flew before I knew it was time to get up. And I'm like, man, what in the world? I did not want to let that bed go. I sat straight up. My daughter walked in the room. I sat straight up. She's like, what's wrong with you? Because I guess the way I jumped up, like in a panic, because I wanted to be up at 6 o'clock our time, and it was like after 7 o'clock, I'm waking up. 7:30, I think it was, to be exact. And I'm like, wow, I got to get on here. But I thank y'all so much for being.
Thank you, sis.
Well, thank you.
You know, on here with me, it has made my day. I got like the Kool-Aid smile going on.
Are you over there cheesing? You over there cheesing? Oh,
I'm excited because it's like it was just a wonderful broadcast. I mean, you know, it's
hot.
People that have left much messages, especially there in Africa. We had some people listening in Paris and, you know, all different parts, and they were leaving messages, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing because we blessed by your show. There's people that I'm friends with on the Facebook where I don't know them personally, never chatted with them, and they're leaving me messages saying, you know, Angel, we tuned in, and we were really blessed. There was a woman in Uganda that tuned in that said she was blessed. I guess she was on her job, you know, listening in. I've never chatted with her, but she's my friend on there. Then it was a few people that I didn't know said they were so blessed by it, they shared the link.
Wow. Amen.
They want to be a part of this nightclub on the mile. So my question is to you, Don, because I know you 3 hours behind us there in L.A., so it's going to be like 9 p.m. your time. Are you going to be free to join us tomorrow for this club, or do you have some shows or something you have to do around that time?
Yeah, around that time, I ain't gonna go back to the phone. I'm gonna be out grinding. I think I'm gonna be working that Steady Eddie around that time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then after that, it'll be back on that music time. It'll be back on Kingdom business. So, you know, I'm on both sides. I stay busy with it.
Well, you'll be able to join us one of them Fridays. We look forward to you coming to the club.
And you know, I love the club, too, because I love to get my party on. I love to dance.
when I tell people about the Christian Club and it, they think I'm actually going to be at a club because that's how I make it sound, you know, like, and it's just an awesome thing because I be feeling like I'm there myself, you know, and but it's an awesome thing. But, you know, you can always be on, Don. But, Doc, I think you be, what, in the bed at that time? Midnight?
That's around the time I began home from church.
Okay. Well, if you can join
with us. I got youth services on Friday.
Okay. Well, I know our brother in Boston going to be on. He's so excited. It's not even funny. I want y'all to connect with him. Seriously, I really want y'all to connect with this brother. He's Caucasian, and he lives in Boston. And he's a young guy, and he shared a powerful testimony how he's Catholic. And God is, he said he's turning into Christianity through the gospel hip-hop. His first, it's only been a month for him. You know what I'm saying? And
amen.
He said, you know, he had this huge website that he shut down, and he's restructuring it into gospel, he said, hip-hop music only. Even his SoundCloud, I went on there yesterday, is redid, and he's not finished yet. But he said God been dealing with him through the gospel hip-hop. He didn't know nothing about no gospel rap. He didn't know nothing about him. He didn't know nothing about LaCroix. He had never heard of these people. And he said he was just on YouTube, and the first person that ministered to him, how he became connected in this Christian hip-hop, was Dre Murray. It's a powerful testimony. He's going to be on tomorrow night sharing this testimony. And when he told me this testimony about God doing this, and he didn't understand, and, you know, he has a powerful testimony, what he was struggling with, and he's been free, you know, through God and hip-hop. That's what he said, through the music. It wasn't through a man or woman or God coming to him. It wasn't through a church. But he said he was on YouTube and how God drew him through to this he said gospel, hip hop, and Dre Murray was the first ones he said that he heard talking about what God can do and how you can't, you got to come all the way with it. And he said, sister, I know that God is doing something. And he got so angry, he said a couple of nights ago, he was laying down and he got so angry. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know if it was God speaking because he knew this. He didn't know what was happening. He said, but I got up and I tore down my whole website, the SoundCloud, everything, and restructured it with gospel. And if you go on the page on Twitter, he even redid that part where he added the cross. You know what I'm saying? And said that this is gospel, hip-hop, music. I mean, it really was touching when we talked yesterday.
But you know what? That's just to show you, though. You know, a lot of people criticize what we do. And a lot of people, you know, oh, how can people really get saved? How can this and this and that? But that right there, that's a powerful testimony that people need to hear because that just shows you the Spirit of God can move through hip-hop, Christian hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? If the minister is really truly connected with God and they got that connection with God, God is going to use that minister to speak through the hip-hop, and the Holy Spirit can set somebody free through the hip-hop. And that's a
Amen.
Blessing.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm a witness to that because I've had atheists hit up my Reverb page, and they was like, man, I've never in my life worshiped God, known about God, ain't even wanting to be nowhere near a God situation, but your music touched my heart and soul. You know, I get chills every time I look at that message because I'm like, Lord, I'm doing exactly what you want me to do. I mean, not just one person. It was three different people that was atheists. And I was like, wow. I'm like, people that ain't, and the word they use is like, I ain't never tried to be down with the G gang. I'm like, wow.
Wow, that's awesome. And see, this
you know,
brother,
that's why I feel all our heart.
And you know, and God is doing it. And you know what really touched me? Because I told him I was going to go online and look up some great ministries there where he had in Boston. But guess what he said to me? He said, I'm looking to go to a place, I don't know what to call it. He said it's a place where they're like doing concerts, like singing and just in worship. He said, not where I come from, the you know, the benches where you're kneeling down. And I'm sitting there like, wow, you know, this brother has been born and raised in Catholic, and he's saying that I want Jesus. This is what he's saying. I want to connect. And then he said he heard he got to connect with Lecrae and all these other people. So now he's the one that introduced me to Jay Reed. I don't know if y'all heard of Jay Reed, but it was through him that I met Jay Reed. And Jay Reed is on and popping. And I play his music. I'm talking about, it was so on the other day, I lost it. I played like six songs of his. I ain't never
listened
to him.
When I first listened to Jay Reed, I said, wow, I even tweeted him. I said, man, I'm letting your mixtape ride right now, man, because, I mean, it was just a powerful message through Jay Reed, so.
Yeah. So I'm meeting like Jim Stone and all these people through this brother, and he just now getting into this for a month. And I'm like, man, I'm meeting all these people through you. You know what I'm saying? And God is doing something. People connecting with him in Africa. You know, he was telling me about that, and we were talking. And so that's why I said, I really want to connect y'all. Now, his name on Twitter is Northwind Hip Hop.
Right, I'm already following.
You'll see some heads.
I think I'm already following that person, so we're already connected.
Yeah, so that's him. So Don Floss, that's his name on there. His original name is Nick. But on there on the Twitter, it's Northwind Hip Hop.
Okay, now do we spell everything normal right here? Northwind?
Yeah, Northwind is Northwind. It's one word, Northwind, then Hip Hop. You'll see it. It's like a pair of headphones, and it's got a cross in between them.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, the brother, he needs y'all. Because I told him, I said, I'm going to connect you, I said, with our brothers. I told him that. I said, I'm going to connect you with our brothers. And that way, I said, they can pray with you. And when you get weak, because he was saying how he was dealing and struggling with that smoking weed and drinking. And he said, for 5 days now, I have not drank. I have not smoked. He said, I didn't have the desire. And he said, this is crazy, man. And, I mean, we, like, laughing and tears was going. I was getting emotional because I'm like, God, what is happening? And he said he don't remember how he connected, but he followed me first because I didn't know him. And I kept seeing this Northwind Hip Hop retweeted. He was retweeting my links on radio. And he said he think what it was, he listened to me on a Friday night, that clubbing it. And that got to him. He never heard nothing like it. So he kept retweeting and retweeting. And then shortly after that, I had to say, who is this Northwind Hip Hop? Because this person is keep retweeting. Who is this person that is really pushing out the ministry on here? And for some reason, I just left him a direct message, you know, asking who he was. And that's when he told me who he was. And for some reason, I don't do that a lot. But I told him, I asked him, can I have his number? Because I needed to call him. And when I called him, I'm telling you, it was a divine connection. I said, this is a young blood. I'm like, oh, wow. And we got to talking, and it felt like we'd known each other all our life. And that's when he shared the testimony. He said, I'm Catholic, but I'm going into this Christian, this thing. He not used to it. He don't know nothing about that. He don't know. And so the Lord led me last night to pray for him because he said, I talk to the Lord a lot, and I'm going through this. And even in health, you know, his health issues, he's on medication and stuff, and he noticed that for a day, he didn't have to take the medicine. You know what I'm saying? And it amazed him that he was all right, you know. And he said, I'm going for a checkup on Friday because my blood pressure be high. I said, well, in Jesus' name, we're looking forward to a great report that blood pressure going to be down and back to normal, that God is going to show himself mighty in your life. He's doing it now. And it amazed me because this brother did not get encouraged or hear the word of God from a man or a woman. He didn't step foot in the church. He said, I was on YouTube, and I just started listening to this gospel rap, and that's what changed his life. And guess what he said? When he listened to the song of heavy faith, that Jesus Juice, guess what he told me yesterday? He said, I've added him to the site, you know, to the site, the SoundCloud and everything, and he said, I'm glad that I don't need the weed or the drinking of the beer, because he said every day he had to have a 12-pack. And he said, but I'm honestly sitting here excited, and I believe I done had some of this Jesus juice. And he started laughing. It just tickled him. And he said, I'm so excited about Friday because I can come home from work, and I'm so excited about getting on that radio for the Christian Club. He's just so excited. He left me word last night saying that he's just excited about the program on tomorrow night. He said, now I'm not going to the clubs. I'm clubbing it on radio. This is really neat, man. This is really neat. And so I began to pray, and I began to let that devil know that you are not going to stop and block this brother in Jesus' name. Because you know when this happens, the devil get angry, and then he'll try to come. And see, he really don't have the understanding, but when I prayed for him, I prayed that as he reads the word, because he asked me what's a good chapter to start off with, because he's never read the word. And I gave him St. John, because in John, it's telling him who he is, really, what God has called. When God first saved me, he took me to John 15 when he said, you have not chose me, but I've chose you, and I've ordained you. And see, I prayed that as he reads in this word, that it will hit him, and that his knowledge, his understanding will come open. And I told God, I said, Lord, this is a baby. And, I mean, you birthing out something great. I can't wait till tomorrow night myself for him to sit on and share this powerful testimony about what God did for him. In this month, he said it already been a month, but the way he talked, he's so seasoned in it, you would think it was a long time. And he said, I've only been doing this walk for a month, but I was struggling with this and struggling with that. But now he's counting up the days that he haven't drank and he haven't smoked, and I said, my God. And to get upset, y'all, in his sleep and wake up and say, I shut down my website and stuff and I redid it, and it's going to be all Jesus music. He said all that cursing and that drinking and stuff. He was like, I'm done. I just got so angry.
Wow.
It's a blessing.
is a blessing. That is a blessing.
So I look forward to y'all connecting. And I don't know if y'all mind or not, but do you mind if I gave him y'all number so he can call y'all? Because he needs to have what I would call like a big brother. Somebody.
No, that's
exactly.
Fine. As a matter of fact, you know, that's like one of the things I do. You know, I do mentoring, so it's nothing. You can hand out my info to him, give him everything. It don't matter. Just throw it at him.
Okay,
give him everything.
Well, if he called you up, Don, and his name is Nick.
Okay.
Okay.
That's his name. And then I can text y'all his number, too. But I felt strong when I talked to him last night to connect him, and I told him that y'all were going to be on radio with me, and he was so excited. He's at work right now because he works 5 days a week, and he was saying when he get off of work, he'll check out the link. So I told him, I said, well, I'm telling my brothers about you. I said, I'm going to connect you with these brothers so you can have some family, you know, because he's like by himself. You know, he don't have no friends because all his friends is doing what he's trying to stop. So he going to need y'all. I'm talking to him as a sister, but ain't nothing like that male bond. You know what I'm saying? Because I can see him and tell him my part, but it's a different when he can hear y'all talk about, look, I come from the street. I come from this.
Yeah.
I come from that. And pray and encourage him. He'll feel like, man, I can go on. And
yeah.
I told him when in the midnight hour, when that devil try to come with that, get you some weed and some drink, I said, you call me up and I'm going to go into war. Because you ain't going back to that old lifestyle. God is
That's
doing
right.
something. He's going to finish
right.
what he started. And I want us to stand behind him and lift him up in prayer. His name is Nick, and he live in Boston. And I thank God for him. I never asked him his age, but he sounds like he might be in his early 20s. He might be a teenager. I'm not sure. But he sounds very young, but I am going to ask him today. I'm going to say, hey, you know, what is your, how old are you? You know, but I do know he's Caucasian. And I call him my little brother, and he calls me his sis. And I told him, you have a sis in Detroit. He said, I've never been to Detroit. I said, well, you're going to come here. But you got a sister, I said, that's praying for you, and I'm proud of you for what you're doing, how you letting God just use you, even though you don't understand, because he really don't understand it. Because he said, I got so angry, I didn't know if it was me or God. Because he's not used to that. He don't know about, you know, God speaking and all that. But he's learning this. And that's why when I prayed for him last night, I said, Lord, speak to him in the midnight hour. Give him peace. Give him some vision. Do something in his life that he'll know it's you. And see, he'll be able to go in and minister to the mother captives and tell them what God can do. So I'm really excited. I'm excited, man, for real. I'm really excited. So I'm going to go off of here so I can get the day going. But it was great just, you know, having y'all on and people listening in from around the world. I'm just excited about what God is doing.